Blog Talk Radio.
Please feel free to do so. Okay, so now that that's out the way,
We want to welcome everybody to another week, keeping it raw and fresh, and another week, period, another work week, or whatever type of week it is for you. Welcome to the week. Well, you know, actually, this is a big week because Christmas is in this week. You know, for those of you who celebrate Christmas, I'm pretty sure you've been getting ready for that, or hopefully you're almost ready for that. Then, of course, there's always those people who are never ready for Christmas. So, all of you people who are out there shopping and buying gifts, good luck to you, because I tell you, it's really crazy. But me and Miss Jules, we have our own little present to tell everybody about our little weekend, don't we, Miss Jules?
That's right.
Me and Miss Jules had a great weekend. Well, as you know, if you were tuning into the last show that we had two very special guests. And one special guest was, we had Robin Williams, and she's a founder and director of the Uptown Dance Academy in Harlem. You know, she's created it herself, basically, where she have, you know, people come in. I mean, not people, I'm sorry. People come in, you know, who want to be a dancer, and very successful. You know, many people have. Went on to be professional dancers, you know, from her school. But we also had on our show the one and only from the Young and the Restless, Victoria Rowell, who played Drusilla Winters 2 years ago. She's no longer on the Young and the Restless, but she is trying to come back. But she was hosting the 15th annual Black Nutcracker Gala, where me and Miss Jules were. We were honored to go, and we were able to go and look at the show. And I don't want to take it all, so Ms. Jules, tell them something about what happened.
I mean, it was beautiful. I loved every minute of it. And then to be in the company of the one and only Victoria Rowell, and then she came out in point, y'all. And I don't want to give a lot away. I really don't want to give a lot away, but it was beautiful. And then there were parts of it that were just, so cute. You remember the Christmas trees, Z-Fly?
Yes, the Christmas trees, they were very cute. It was like, you know, like little young girls, and, you know, like probably like, what, two or three or four, maybe something like that. And they were dressed up in Christmas trees, and it was cute because, you know, you could tell that, like, they had practiced. But even though they practiced, they're still two and three. So, you know, they made a few mistakes. However, but the mistakes, it wasn't like, oh, my God, they made a mistake. The mistakes was actually cute because, like,
they
ended
made
up
them
falling
so cute.
And tripping over. Yeah, they ended up falling
they made
and tripping
them
over
so
each
cute.
Other.
And then what about the nine-year-old? This girl is so small, and she's on point, and she's just flawless. It was an awesome performance. And then to
it
be able
really
to go
good.
To the Alhambra Ballroom and
yes,
congratulate and mingle with the dancers, it was fantastic just to see how they really are, you know, in their natural state. It was awesome.
Exactly. It was very awesome. We definitely went to the after party. And, you know, mingling with the dancers was very awesome. But I think what was really awesome was actually mingling with Victoria Rowell herself, everybody. Me and Ms. Jules, we actually got to speak one-on-one with Victoria. She was giving us a lot of advice on, you know, just different things. And then we also took an elevator ride with her down to the first floor because she was actually getting ready to go. So we actually got to talk to her in the elevator, you know, as she was getting ready to go. She was giving us advice. It was great. You know, it was just surreal, you know, to actually be, well, for those of y'all who are not soap opera fans, and you might not understand, but for those of y'all who are soap opera fans, you know that actually, you know, being able to talk and face-to-face with one of your stars is almost like, oh, my God, you know. So it was great for me. So I really enjoyed it.
Really? I sure did. I enjoyed everything. I loved everything.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Very,
everybody needs to go see
good.
This production.
Cool. But everybody, so that was our weekend. Hopefully you had a great weekend. But you know what? We are starting a new week. So we're going to go and start this thing the way we always do with the Real Hot and Fresh crew. But you know, also, I have some if you remember, like every now and then, I like to have like some little fun facts that I find. we are going to get into the topic tonight. We actually have two great topics for you. But before we do, I want to get into some little fun facts that, you know, I just be reading through things, browsing around, you know me, and then I come up on something. I'm like, oh, you know what? I have got to bring this up on the show. So I was actually reading somewhere where it says, why do 50% of pro athletes go broke after retirement? I thought it was
wow.
pretty interesting. Yeah.
Wow.
It says, see what I'm saying?
Wow.
See what I mean? Yeah, 50% of pro athletes go broke after retirement. It says with 10 years of their life spent as a actually this is somebody speaking, but this was this person who was speaking on it. He was a money manager, and he said he couldn't understand why a recent Sports Illustrated article that reported within 2 years of retirement, 78% of former NFL players are bankrupt or are under financial stress because of joblessness or divorce. It says within 5 years of retirement, an estimated 60% of former NBA players are broke. They're broke.
That's crazy.
That's insane. But you know what, too? It also went on to say, which was kind of good. It had a question. It said, why do these pro athletes go broke? It says, what is the most important first step for pro athletes in resolving this? And are these stats similar to the historical stats on people who win the lotteries across the U.S.? But you know what, too? Since it actually brought up, you know, like the divorce and stuff like that, like a lot of the athletes, they do go through divorces. But that's one thing, they can't stay faithful. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many women. Yeah, you know, there's so many women throwing themselves at the athletes. So then whenever, you know, the women find out and then, you know, they go through this divorce, the women really take a lot of money from these athletes. So, you know what I'm saying? I think that's part of the reason why they go broke. You know, because I mean, like, because like, these women, they be sitting really, like, what's her name? Shawnee, like Shaq's wife. Like, she got like a nice big portion, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure did. She sure did.
Yeah.
But then not only that, but they when they retire, they have to, they feel the need to upkeep the status, the ego, you know. And then when you're making the same kind of money, I mean, like, you spending the same kind of money as you are on salary, you're going to go broke quick.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I thought that was very interesting. I found one more thing interesting. It was talking about you know, the business attire these days. It says is the business formal dress code, which is suits and ties, in the workplace outdated? It says according to the CEO of an insurance company located in Southern California, when one dresses professional, they will act professional. Does this statement hold true these days? It says what about people like Bill Gates or Steve Jobs dress, you know what I'm saying, the way they dress. It says, so basically it's like pros and cons. You know, like Bill Gates, you know, he's a professional, he's a businessman, but you don't see him in suits and ties all the time. You know, so I thought that was interesting because I do feel like the suit and tie thing, it's kind of, well, I don't know. I guess it is outdated. But
I don't know.
I guess I
thought it looked clean sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
like, if you
I
do
so
it
too.
Right, it doesn't look outdated.
Right. I think like, for some people, like, they're just sick of, like, suits, you know what I'm saying, suits and ties, that they want to be more casual dressed. You know, like, the casual dress where, like, you might wear some jeans, you might wear a real nice suit jacket, maybe a tie, maybe like a polo shirt, you know what I'm saying? That type of casual dress, as opposed to actually the suit and tie and all the, you know, the dress pants and the nice shoes and all that. I think some men, I don't know about women, but I know like some men, I think they're just, you know, they're sick of that, you know, because especially if, like, you live in certain areas, it gets kind of tiring as the day go on, you know? I don't know. I thought it was interesting. That's just my little tidbit. But anyway, everybody, that is not why you called. That's not why you tuned in to the Real Hot Fresh show tonight. We're going to get into the topic tonight. So tonight we are talking about jealousy. Because some of y'all, You know what I'm saying? Some people can get really jealous these days, really jealous. But we're going to talk about jealousy because we're going to talk about the pros and cons of jealousy as far as dealing with a relationship, as far as dealing with friendship, as far as dealing with anything. For example, a lot of like people these days are jealous over anything. You know, you can have a friendships, for example. You know, you can get jealous of your friends. You can get jealous of what they do or what they, you know what I'm saying? Just certain things that they may have, you get jealous of. But how exactly, like, is it good or is it bad? You know, like, so like you can be jealous of people, but you don't have to let it show. But even if you don't let it show and you're jealous of them, do you think, like, Ms. Jules, do you think that kind of will wear and tear, you know what I'm saying, like, after a while on the friendship?
Absolutely. I think one of the cons about jealousy is that at one point or another it's going to come out through normal action just because, you know, you've let it settle. You know, I don't think that the majority of the time jealousy has a positive effect.
I don't either.
I've never seen it have a positive effect. Whenever I've seen it with, you know, like it happens with children. I mean, have you ever seen a child be really overprotective over its mother and just not want any other child to go near its mother?
Exactly.
It happens with friends. And
exactly.
Friends, you know, they want something that the other one has. It's insane. But what makes people do that?
I think because sometimes it's really weird because, see, you know, like, this is coming from me because most of the time, like, I don't think, I mean, honestly, I don't really think I've been jealous of anybody. Like, but you know what I'm saying? There have been times where I see somebody and I go, that is so nice what they got. But, you know, I've always tried to, you know, have myself not really be jealous of anybody else. Because one thing, like, I've never really wanted what somebody else has got or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, well, you know, if I don't have it, you know, then, you know, that's them. Because, like, you know, a lot of people, they'll brag and talk about what they got and what they don't. Or, you know, what they got and what they do and all this. Mm-hmm. And I would never really be jealous. I would just go, okay, that's good. Because I would always look at it like, okay, that's what you have. It's not what I have. So, mm-hmm. you know, why should I get all happy and stuff? I mean, I'm happy for you. Good for you. You have it. But I'm not going to be all happy, over happy and excited because mm-hmm. I don't have it. You know, that's what you have. So I don't know. I mean, like, I've had people be jealous of me. And then, like, even in that case, like, I will always hate to admit it. Like, you know, like, some people will say, oh, you know, they're just jealous of you. That's why they do certain things. But I always think, like, why are they jealous of me for, you know? I don't understand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do I have for them to be jealous of? But I guess
jealousy, by definition, it's an emotion. And normally, I mean, Wikipedia says that normally it refers to, you know, negative thoughts and feelings of insecurity, fear, anxiety, maybe an anticipated loss of something that a person values, a relationship, maybe friendship or love. You know, it has more to do with personal insecurity, scientifically.
Exactly. You know, let's talk about the relationship part of jealousy. For example, now in a relationship, well, I think we can really go on and on and on with this. There are many people who are jealous. You know what I'm saying? In a relationship, for example, like, you'll see a lot of time where men... Oh, we have a call. Hold that thought. We have a private call. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
Hello? Yes. Hi.
Hi.
What's up? This
hi,
is Zenobia.
How are you?
I'm fine. I had a hard time getting in here. I'm sorry, guys. So I couldn't hear too well where you guys
okay,
are
can,
with the
can,
show.
Yeah, can you state your name?
Oh, Zenobia Daniel.
Okay, and Zenobia, do you have a comment on the topic tonight?
Oh, yeah, about jealousy. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just think some people, there's people that just, that are jealous. They're not unattractive. They're not, like, obese. They're not, you know, I don't know how to say this. A lot of people, there are a lot of people that are just jealous just to be number one. You understand?
Yeah.
Just to
yeah.
stay number one.
Wow.
Hello? Because
Hello?
Of an inflated ego. Can you hear me?
I can't hear.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think jealousy has, a lot of people are jealous because of their ego, just to be staying in number one section. You know what I'm saying? They don't want anyone else to do better than them, so they go a little bit harder to stay in that number one bracket, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think it has...
Like, huh? Go ahead. I'm listening. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
So, Zenobia, do you think it has to do with, like, narcissistic behavior?
Yes, a lot of people, yes. Yes, I think so. Definitely. And people who... that way with their egos inflated, so they live, they tend to alienate themselves, and they don't live in the real world. They have very few friends, I find, and they dislike a lot of people as a result of that behavior, I think, you know. I mean, people say that money is the root of all evil, but it's not. I think jealousy really is. It is. I think it makes people act in a certain way where they shouldn't. You know, that's just my, you know, there's so many things to be jealous of, I
yeah.
think, but I just feel that, you know, it's stupid. Like, you're always going to find someone who's better than you. You just have to accept that.
That's true.
Yeah, and I just feel like people, you know, it's one of the deadly seven sins, right? Deadly sins. And I think... Even though jealousy has an extreme, I think everyone has a little bit of it. You are not human if you don't have that feeling inside of you. I don't know. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's just a negative emotion. I think it's a completely negative emotion. And if you let it seep, it can destroy a person and relationships around it.
Right.
But
what do you think
that,
about its effects on relationships?
Yeah.
Oh, in relationships?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, you know. You could ruin your relationship in that way, you know what I mean? It's odd because I knew this couple who, they were together for a long time, but, you know, his girlfriend, she was, like, very attractive, and he was, like, just a regular Joe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to control everything she did as a result of jealousy. Like, she couldn't have too many friends. She couldn't go to many places by herself. He would follow as such. You know, he always thought that someone was looking at her or watching her. I think that was at some extreme cases, but it will damage a relationship. And, you know, people do extreme things sometimes, when, especially when it comes to jealousy in a relationship, you know. You hear it all the time,
yeah.
You know. I that's what I think. It's extreme. I think it's
and also too, another good point, you know, as far as effects of a relationship is, you know, if like maybe a woman, you know, makes more than her man, you know, he could be
Absolutely.
Jealous of it, or yeah,
absolutely,
you know, that's a form of jealousy, and then that would definitely wreck a relationship, you know,
absolutely,
if, you know what I'm saying?
It does. It leads to so many other things. I mean, like, it leads to domestic violence. It leads
uh-huh.
to, you know, the belittlement of, you know, the man or the woman. It could happen either way.
Uh-huh.
The woman could be jealous of the man for making too much money or being too popular or for whatever reason. But the question is, where does it come from?
I just feel like people who suffer from jealousy, they should ask themselves, like, because, like I said, some people have it worse than others. And they need to ask themselves if they want to live their lives not liking perfectly nice people as a result of being jealous and not having wonderful friends as a result of being jealous. They need to ask themselves, what do they want in their lives and mindful of toxic dislike of innocent people? They need to realize that life is short and it makes no sense to fill our heads. Hello? Hello?
Hello? We're here.
Yeah.
Nastiness. don't you think? I mean, it's damaging. It really is.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's just a natural feeling too. Like, you know, people, everyone has it. No one is beyond it. It's
so
just how you handle it, I think.
Do you think the people that are really, really jealous and envious know that they are?
Of course. I'm sure they do.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they know that feeling, you know. I mean, they might not admit it out loud to themselves, but they know deep down inside that's what it is. It's, they know they're being jealous. You don't think so?
Well,
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I think some people do it just because. I think
exactly.
some people just don't realize
people,
they're doing it.
Exactly. But also, too, caller, also, do you think that a lot of people who are jealous, do you think that maybe media can help push a person to be jealous? You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like, you know, you see all this, all these things to want for and to have in life, and then maybe you don't have it, and then maybe, you know, your next-door neighbor may have, I don't know, the latest iPod or the latest car or the latest phone or whatever, and then here you are, you don't have that stuff. So, you know, you're looking at TV like, well, you know, this is what I should have, you know, but next-door neighbor, they have it. Do you think that maybe media plays a good part in jealousy through people?
I'm sorry. Shall I get him? I think so. Of course, yeah. I mean, you hear it all the time where a young girl see a model and she wants to be skinny and she's jealous of the fact, so she starves herself to death. Like, you hear that all the time. Like, don't you think? I mean, of course, definitely. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But
where are you calling from again?
I'm New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Carla, thank you so much for your comments.
Thank you,
sure.
Z.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, Miss Jewel, she made some great facts, though. I mean, like...
She sure did.
Yeah. Whenever a person's jealous, you know, sometimes... Well, I agree with you. Sometimes I don't think that they know it, you know. I don't think that that's, you know, what they're doing. They probably just think that somehow they try to justify their actions, you know.
Absolutely. I think that sometimes when a person is truly narcissistic, when it's a personality disorder, because we have a lot of that today, you know, we have shows like The Bad Girls Club, we have The Jersey Shore, we have all these little, you know, things that promote you being all about yourself. You know, like it's a good thing, you know, and I think sometimes you being all about yourself tramples on a lot of people, you know, without knowing it, you know, for a person that's really unconscious of what they're doing, you know, because there are some people out there that are like that. They don't know what they're doing. You know, they don't see the consequence of their actions. For instance, a teenager stealing from his mother. They don't see the consequence of what they're doing. You know, they just see, oh, my parents have money. You know what? Since they have money and they didn't give me none, I'm going to take it.
Exactly.
You know? And I think that may be part of it. What do you think about that? Like, I think that it could be, like, you know, low self-esteem or something, like a problem with your security. Like, you got some security issues or something where you're always worried about what somebody else has, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I know what it is to be ambitious and to just want things for yourself because, you know, we all have goals. Everybody has a goal. When you go to college, you have a goal, and the goal is not to be poor because society teaches us to want to not be poor, you know what I mean? Because every show, you know, promotes, you know, grandeur on TV pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a struggling show, if it's a show about struggle, they're very, very little, you know. But when we have MTV Cribs, Heavy Rotation, you know, we have all these videos, Heavy Rotation, showing all this grandeur and these new sneakers and these new jeans and these new things. I think that when people don't have something, you know, they really want something, you know, and then their possessions become everything, and they don't even realize that they're hurting, you know, people around them when they, you know, they get so jealous that it poisons their whole entire being. It takes over relationships, friendships, loves, everything.
Exactly, and then that's what I hate, because, you know, they always showed, like, these luxurious homes and lifestyles of, like, these celebrities or whatever. And then and then the thing that I hate is that the average person, well, not everybody, but the average person, you know, they don't seem to understand that, you know, that's their life. You know, that's their life. You know, they're mm-hmm. in the business to be able to afford some of this stuff. But also, too, at the same time, some of that stuff that they have is kind of outlandish and crazy. I mean, it's a lot of material junk that they don't need, like 10 cars mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And then mm-hmm. what's so sad about it, it's just sad that, like, people, they get jealous of stuff like that. You know, they're always jealous of material things.
Absolutely.
If you're listening, please be sure to call in 646-200-3136 to get in on the conversation. If you have any comments about jealousy, or if you know anybody who's jealous, or you've been in a jealous situation, or anything you want to add to this, please be sure to call in 646-200-3136. But I think it's crazy because, you know, it's just sad that people, they don't know how to separate. And you know, I know nobody wants to struggle. You know, nobody really wants to struggle. Well, of course mm-hmm. nobody wants to struggle. But at the same time, you can't, you know, have, like, false goals for yourself. And I think a lot of people make false goals. You know, mm-hmm. They make goals. I mean, yes, make goals for yourself, but don't make false goals. And the difference is making a goal of, you know, maybe wanting to finish college. You know, that isn't a false goal. I mean, it may happen, it may not happen, but, like, you know, making a goal to, I'm going to, you know, be a billionaire next year. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, like, rain on anybody's parade. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it can't happen. But I do feel that sometimes we can make goals so high for ourselves, and then it's a struggle to get to these goals. And mm-hmm. then since we're struggling trying to get to this goal, you know, we're going through all these trials and tribulations that we can't even handle. Then that's mm-hmm. when we start to get all stressed out, depressed, and jealous of people. And, you know what I'm saying? So I think, too, you know what I'm saying, like, being, setting things too high for yourself can also let jealousy somehow intervene in your life. I think so, because you know, while you're trying, because I see everybody, they're mm-hmm. not going to be strong-minded. You know, some mm-hmm. people, you know, some people can be strong-minded and be like, okay, you know, I got a goal for myself. You know, mm-hmm. I know it's going to be a struggle. I'm willing to take it, blah, 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 whatever, come, bring mm-hmm. it. But then you're going to have those ones who be like, okay, you know, because I hear it all the time, especially in New York. It's like almost everybody, all the young guys in New York, they want to be rap stars or something, or like mm-hmm. DJs and stuff, you know, stuff like that. But see, they got to realize that, you know, they're not a Swiss Beats. You know, they're looking at Swiss Beats and DJ Clue and all these people, you know, who are like these famous DJs. And then, you know what I'm saying, they think that they can, you know, just one day pow and be a DJ. It can happen, but on a realistic, you know, standpoint, you know, mm-hmm. you really got to work hard. You really got to do a lot to, you know what I'm saying, to get to a Swiss Beats status. And then, you know, then I think that's when, like, a lot of people get jealous of others because they see, well, you know, I'm trying to do this, and, you know, they have this. Why, you know, why don't I have this? You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just crazy.
No, I think they get jealous because they don't know the story. They just know what they see. You know?
Yeah, exactly. They know what they see.
They don't know exactly
don't know
the story, but they know what they see, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, one of my friends had an experience at work. This girl had on a, I don't remember what it was, some shoes, whatever. We went to a friend's house. The shoes were supposed to be left by the door. Shoes come out to be missing at a party with no more than 15 people in it. You know, did it have to go there? Does it have to get to that extent?
Mm-mm.
Where we would gladly take the shoes off someone's feet? Is it really that serious?
Yeah, exactly. I've heard stories like that too, where people still folks' shoes, steal the watches, steal the hats. I mean, they'll steal the underwear if it's like a name brand, you know, underwear like Calvin Klein. Yeah, they'll steal it.
You know?
It's really sad. I mean, and then see, the thing is, they're selling it because it has like a name brand. You know, basically it's just cotton. You know, just like the fruit of a loom. It's
you
cotton.
Know?
You know, but it just has like a DKNY symbol or like a Calvin Klein or Armani. It's I tell you, it's sad and it's pathetic. Everybody, but actually, we are going to switch gears a little bit, but we do want you to still comment. If you are in the SSBN chat room and if you have any questions or comments, you can leave your comments in the chat room, or you can call us right now, 646-200-3136, and give us those comments or questions, or just continue to listen. We have some more coming up for you. We are going to take a break. After the break, we're going to have some fresh off the plate with Miss Jules, and we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about the role of women in 2011. You know, will it still be, you know, the way it is now, or will it be housewife, or will it be independent woman? Who knows? We shall see after the break. This is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with your host, with the most, Z Fly. And, of course, you know, I got my girl, Miss Jules, with me, and we're keeping it real hot and fresh, and we're going to bring it back in a sec.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silenced. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.bundnotgagged.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Z Fly, and I want to make a correction. Actually, I am your host, the Flyness, who put the stamp on Flyness. Miss Jules, she's actually your host with the most, okay? Wanted to get that right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. We're going to get into Fresh Off the Plate, but before we do, I want to encourage everybody to make sure that you you stay tuned throughout the whole show, because at the end of the show, we have 10 ways you know you ghetto that you do not want to miss, especially for you ghetto people. So make sure that you tune in to the whole show, because at the end, we have 10 ways you know you ghetto. But right now, we have Fresh Off the Plate with your host with the most, Miss Jules.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Jules, with your weekly dose of juice. Fresh off the plate. Anyway, Zooey Deschanel, 500 Days of Summer actress, is suing Steve Madden for $2 million for an endorsement payment they never paid. She did some ads for the company, and then they just never paid her. So now she's suing, and they agree to pay $1.5 million, but what happened to the two? Anyway, so Mike the Situation Sorrentino has been barred from the Plaza Hotel. So the Situation and Ross Franklin, CEO of RF Health, what's going on with my mouth, consulting of the Plaza Hotel, were in negotiations about making the Situation the face of the Plaza Hotel's luxury gym, and he's been barred from the deal. Ross met with the Situation in October, but the Plaza feels that he wouldn't be the right candidate and decided to proceed without the Situation, TMZ reports. And the Plaza feels that he wouldn't be the right candidate for their clientele, which really doesn't surprise me because I don't think he would be the right, you know, candidate. But still, I mean, he has abs of steel. He would have been great. I think so. Anyway, Paris Hilton news. She launches a motorcycle racing team called the Supermarks VIP by Paris Hilton, named after a dance party in Ibiza. Go figure. You can do that. Anyway, what goes around comes around. Everybody knows that, except WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. His lawyers and supporters are outraged that someone leaked the confidential police reports detailing graphic rape allegations against Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks. Two women filed police reports claiming Julian Assange, a violent rapist. Now, WikiLeaks founder has been in the news a lot lately because WikiLeaks was the same site that released 250,000 U.S. stolen secret cables that were stolen by a U.S. soldier to several media outlets, and one of them was Britain's Guardian newspaper. And then on Friday, talk about ironic, Britain's Guardian newspaper, a big WikiLeaks booster, printed the details of his violent rape police report, where two women allege that he forced himself on them and raped them without a condom, and they're going to force him to take an AIDS test. His lawyer claims that he already took an AIDS test, and they're forcing him to do it again. So, anyway, something sounds fishy there. And his lawyer plans to submit a complaint because the police reports were leaked. The nerve, right? Anyway, if you watch Basketball Wives, then you know that Gloria Gavon and Matt Barnes canceled their wedding, and no one knows exactly why they're putting it off, because this is like the second time that they do that. Anyways, last Wednesday, Matt Barnes of the Lakers was arrested and taken into custody for suspicion of domestic violence and domestic abuse and obstruction of a telephone line. Can you do that? Anyway, his mugshot depicts a man that looks like he'd been in a fight with a woman because he had long scratches on his neck. Supposedly, this was caused when an unidentified woman tried to call 911. But word on the street is that they're calling it an unidentified woman under the Victim's Protection Clause, but that it was Gloria Gavon that was the victim, because the police officer said that it was a woman that lives with him, and who else is going to live with him other than the woman that he's going to marry? And they were in some sort of relationship. And word on the street is that Matt Barnes choked her out with the phone cord. That's what they're saying. I didn't say it, but that's what they're saying on the internet, which kind of explains the scratches on his neck, if that's what really happened. I didn't say it, but that's what's being said everywhere. Anyways, this is your weekly dose of juice. Your girl, Miss Jules, and that's fresh off the plate.
All right, y'all, there you have it for another week. That was really, really juicy. If you're just not tuning into the Keep It Raw and Fresh show, you're missing out. You better catch up. But right now, we're going to switch gears a little bit. So far in the show, we have been talking about jealousy between friendships and relationships and just people in general, you know, just that green-eyed monster just hovering over you. But now we're going to kind of switch gears and talk about the role of women in 2011. Now, this topic came up because, you know, I was actually at work one day, and I was kind of inspired to think of this topic because I work with a lot of women, of course, and one of the girls that I work with, she was just telling me about, you know, her life. You know, she's very talkative. She'll tell you her whole business. She doesn't care. But one thing she was telling me how, like, you know, she lives in a shelter. You know, she's trying her. She has a child. She has a boyfriend that has no job. She's basically supporting both of them on minimum wage, but then she was telling me about her previous boyfriend, the one that she has the baby by, of how he was jealous of her. Yeah, sure, he was jealous of her, and he used to beat her. He used to beat her. So I asked her, I said, well, if he beat you, why do you keep staying with him? And she honestly said that it was her only, she said that, what did she say? I think she said that she had nowhere else to go. You know, he was providing a place for her to go, you know, to stay. So that's why she stayed. And to me, I just think it's sad. She said her parents kicked her out because they didn't want her to get involved with that guy. She did anyway, had a baby, and then he ended up getting jealous of whatever reasons. She said that she used to be really pretty. I mean, she's not ugly now, but she said that she used to be, like, really pretty, really nice hair, nice, smooth face, you know. And she said that now she has bumps on her face. Her hair is breaking off. He used to beat her. And so basically, this topic is about, you know, this has been going on, like, this and worse cases has been going on for centuries through women. And throughout it all, you know, women, you know, y'all have, you know, got rights now, and, you know, you're somewhat independent. But somehow, a lot of women, they're still under the thumb of a man, and it's because of certain situations like that. You know, you know they don't want to leave a man because he's providing, you know, shelter or food or whatever. So they sit there and put up with the abuse. You know, it's 2011. You know, will it continue? You know, when will women really get strong enough to really stand out on their own? Despite if they have children, you know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, there's too much services. There's welfare. I mean, there's food stamps. There's all kinds of services where a woman could make it. It might be hard. It might be hard at first. It might be embarrassing to know that you know you got five kids and you're on welfare but isn't being on welfare being a little embarrassed, having your pride punched a few times better than being actually punched in the face by a man, by having a man tell you what you can and will not do, by having him control your every decision and just manipulate you to the fullest. I mean, I don't know. Is it just me or is it just me?
No, it's not just you. I mean, like, it is. I think for some women in 2011, domestic violence will end. But for some women, it's going to continue. Because, one, there's a psychological effect to being terrorized every day. If you're being terrorized every day and you're being punched in the face every day and you're being kicked into a bloody pulp every day, there's a psychological effect to that. And it may make you so scared that you are afraid to act. And I think that sometimes that's what happens to women. I think it's not about, you know, your pride, because your pride is already broken. It's about being so embarrassed to accept those services, you know?
Yeah, because, you know,
nobody wants to be homeless. You know, nobody wants to be homeless, especially if, you know, somebody's providing a home for you. You know, that's extra pressure because you know that you cannot survive by yourself. You know what I mean? Just because you know that you may not have enough income, or, you know, you may not have this, you may not have that, you may not have, you know, everything that you need, you know, to move out or rent an apartment or, you know, do what you need to do, you know? So I can understand why some women do not seek out those professional services, you know? Some of them are so terrorized that they're afraid to do anything. They're afraid to call the cops. They're afraid to call.
Well, that's funny. I don't mean to cut you off, but that's funny, but I don't understand that. Really?
I don't get it either.
How are those services terrorizing, but yet you're willing to stay with the terrorizing man who is terrorizing you every day, messing up your face?
I think
that's
the psychology of the thing. I think that I don't get it either, you know, but I think that's the whole psychology of the thing, you know, the being terrorized every day and not, you know, getting away from your attacker. You know, I think you go through some kind of mental process. I don't know what it is, because I've never gone through it. But I've seen other women who have been abused, and I've seen them go through their trials and tribulations until they get tired. It's, you have to make a decision and be brave enough to get away from that situation. But if you don't have that courage yet, they will continue to stay in their situations.
Okay, well then, with that being said, you know, it sounds like words and quotes like, you know, independent woman and girl power should really just be thrown out, because it sounds like, you know, whenever you really get down to the nitty gritty, it sounds like a woman, she's just gonna, you know, stick by her man or stick by a man just so
absolutely
that she don't
not
be.
There are some that will. There are some that won't.
Now,
there are
see.
Some that will.
We have a call.
In 2011, some will, some won't.
Well, let's see what caller from 702 has. What are on their thoughts? 702, you're keeping it rock fresh. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How are you both?
Great.
Fine.
We're doing
How are
fine.
You?
I'm doing fairly well. A little bad cold, nursing a cold. I wanted to comment on two things. You just mentioned about the role of the woman in 2011 coming up. And regarding to the woman who stays in a battered situation, she has to hear, if she hears this program, she has to realize that there is help out there and there is hope. There is a special 211 on any phone anywhere in the United States, even from a pay phone. And you can dial the 211, and the first thing, and they stay open till midnight. First thing they will ask you, if you do not have anywhere to stay or if you need food, they will help you free of charge. They give you vouchers for places to stay, and eventually you'll get on their list to maybe get some type of housing on a regular basis. So there is help out there. There's a wealth of help by just dialing 211 and ask them, tell them your situation, and you can get this help. And most of the time they're staying in the situation, just like Ms. Jewel said, the man has psychologically beat her down until she has so much low self-esteem that she figures that he's the only person that she has to rely on. There's nobody else that's going to help her. He needs help too, along with the woman that's staying in the situation. And it might be over jealousy. The guy is probably jealous. And getting back to the first topic you talked about, the media is bombarded with advertising on TV about get it now, the now generation. You got to have this, you got to have that, no matter if it costs $100 and you're on a beer budget. So they're developing a champagne taste on a beer budget.
That's
therefore, therefore, you got the peer pressure now. Oh, I got this, even though mom struggled to get it. Then everybody else want to follow suit. So it all stems from low self-esteem, and that has to be built up within our family. It's going to take a village to help build up this self-esteem for the children. You start by the morals, you build up the character, you try to instill perseverance to keep at it if you got a goal, be peaceable, honest, and sincere. With all that coupled together or mixed in the bowl together, your self-esteem gonna shoot up a little bit. And regardless of what someone else has, you can still dress just as good as somebody else. You might go to a thrift store and you can put some things together for $2, $3, $4 maybe.
Oh,
and
that's right.
it's not the attire, it's how you wear it. It's the person and how they put these things together.
That's right.
Exactly. Now, Carla, I got a question for you. So, again, back on the role of women, do you feel that in today that, you know, some women, they are a lot stronger than, you know, whenever you think about the past, you know, just being housewives and cooking and whatever. You know, you still have those type of women as of today, but there are a lot of women that are more, you know, tougher or stronger or independent. But however, those ones who are tougher, stronger, and independent, do you still feel that it's an act? Do you still feel that even though they're acting like they're independent and strong, do you feel like that really they would like to be at home, you know, with a man, you know, depending on their man? Or do you feel that, like, they like their independence? So how do you feel?
It all depends on the woman. Some want both. Some want to be independent and be on the work, out there working, and still come home and have a warm, loving home and a caring mate.
Absolutely.
So it all depends on the woman. What does she want? And see, our women in the past, they weren't exposed to what we're exposed to, you know, technology and all that. But they were stronger, really.
Exactly. So for 2011, just as a whole in general, how do you see the role of women in 2011? Just
They're
as a
progressing.
Whole.
They're progressing. They're progressing, and they are going to succeed because.
Great.
Yeah, they're going to succeed.
Some of them do. Some of these women are not only independent; they're independent mothers. They're wives. They come home. They clean their houses. They cook. They have careers. I mean, like, we've not only progressed, we've leaps and bounds. I mean, like, it's only a hop, skip, and a jump away. We couldn't vote, you know? I mean, like, we have women CEOs, directors, prima ballerinas. Come on now.
Yeah. But you know what? The sad thing is, you know, like, Ms. Jules, with all that being said, you know, it's like the man is still somewhat, you know, trying to put in the woman's head, you know, to bring her down, you know, that even with all that, you know, being independent and, you know, raising the kids on her own and having jobs and this and that, still trying to put in her head that still she's nothing, you know, by calling her bees constantly, calling her hoes.
No, that's,
you know,
for the woman that believes
still playing
that's
the mind
the woman
game
that
with
believes
the woman.
That abuse. You have to believe it. If you believe that you're what they call you and you answer to what they call you, then you'll never get ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to let it roll off of you like water, you know what I mean? And sometimes it's all right to be a B. Sometimes you have to be a B. And if being assertive is being a B, I guess you're going to have to be a B all day, huh?
Yeah.
And some women aren't afraid to be that.
But,
that's
you know,
true.
Sometime it has to do, the man is insecure then. When,
that's
when
true.
He's doing all the, and his self-esteem has to be built up too. So it's a 2-4 thing there. If not going to counseling, but if the woman is witty enough, she will let him or allow him to be built up.
No, that's a whole nother thing too. That's a whole nother thing right there. But we are only
excuse
4
me.
Minutes down to the show.
Okay,
I
enjoyed talking to you.
In.
All thank
right,
you.
Then. You're doing a good job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Good night. Everybody, we will revisit this topic because, you know, on what the caller just said, that's a whole nother topic. Because, like, my thing is, you know, men, you know, they feel just kind of like what she said, that the woman would allow, you know, the man to be built up. But it's kind of like a catch-22 because, you know, he's steady tearing the woman down, but that's somehow his way of feeling manly by tearing her down. But then after he's tearing her down, then he wants her to build him back up. I'll tell you, that's a long story. But we don't have time to get into that, but we will get into that one day. We're going to revisit this topic because we didn't have
absolutely.
Long enough to talk about it. Yeah, that's a really good one. But everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Keeping It Real High and Fresh with your fly host, Z Fly, who puts the stamp on flyness, okay? I'm the one who puts the stamp on flyness, all right? And, of course, your girl, Miss Jules, the host with the most, with the fresh off the plate each and every week. But, everybody, we're going to leave you with 10 ways, you know, you get up. And please, 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 everybody, tune in next week because we have a lot of good stuff going on for the end of December. Merry Christmas, everybody. If you don't celebrate Merry Christmas, happy holidays to those who don't. And definitely
happy
tune in next week. Okay. And then you know what? We got one more show. And then after that show, we will see you in the new year. But everybody, this is 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. Y'all know how we close this show. All right, here we go. Y'all ready? All right, then. Here we go. All right, number 10. You know you ghetto if you scrape the smut off burnt toast and then you eat it. Okay. You need to turn the toaster down a little bit so it don't be burnt. Number 9. You know you ghetto if your car... Number 9. You know you ghetto if your car sounds like a sick mule. Somebody don't have an Aston Martin. Number 8. You know you ghetto if you depend on bingo to pay your bills. But Ms. Jewel, you know, that's funny. A lot of people do depend on bingo, like playing bingo, to pay their bills. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I mean, they would spend all their money. I got an aunt like that. I got an aunt. She would spend all her money to go try to win money to win back to pay bills. But really, you're losing because you're steady putting the money that you're winning. I don't get it. Number 7. You know you ghetto if you eat your child's kid cuisine dinners for lunch at work. Now, that is ghetto.
You know what I'm saying? That's bad.
I mean, now your child going to work. I mean, going to school hungry. Number 6. You know you a ghetto teacher if you show Madea plays to the class instead of Shakespeare.
Number 5.
No. You know you ghetto if you keep using fit in a flat on the same flat tire. Okay. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you're on Maury for the 10th time trying to find your baby daddy. Give up.
Oh, no.
Number 3, you know you ghetto if you got a 6-foot weed growing in your yard with berries on it. A what?
No!
Number 2, you know you ghetto if they're caught in food line.
No!
And number 1, you know you ghetto at Denny's if you're mad at the people that got their food before you because they're white. Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
Get over that white, black mess. All right, y'all. Y'all know what to do next week. Tune in to Keep It Real Hot and Freaky Fresh. We are out of here. We're going to leave you with James Flames. It's you. Peace, everybody. Deep fly.
My whole life I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around and you put it down, and that's when I knew that girl is fan fan.